Botswana has been an important place in my life history. We moved there from Swaziland end of 1969, beginning of 1970. I was a very young person. And Botswana afforded my family a place of refuge, somewhere to call home outside of apartheid South Africa. We went into what my brother often calls voluntary exile, but I can assure you it was not voluntary. My parents would have loved to have set up home in their home country, in the country of their origin. Botswana was a place that provided the security and shelter that, as people from apartheid South Africa, you could feel safe in to some extent. And it insulated you from the ravages and the inconsistencies of apartheid. Also, we had a sense of connection with Botswana because the culture or the cultures are very similar to cultures that you find in South Africa, especially my mother's roots as a baby person. Languages are similar, not exactly the same, but similar, easy to adapt and adopt. And my parents found it easier to live in Botswana than in Britain. My parents, when they were in Britain, found it quite hostile. And the other advantages of living in Botswana is we had family just across the border. The whole process of visiting was difficult in that my father had to get permission from the South African security, this special branch known as BOS, for permission to go into South Africa. We were often followed and tracked. But yeah, it was a place that gave us refuge, tsirelezo, as they say in Setswana. It's like an umbrella that shades you from harsh sunlight. In this case, it was an umbrella that shaded us from the harsh realities of apartheid. So it's a place that has allowed itself the grace to shelter people who've needed help and refuge. And in that, it's absorbed a lot of different aspects of cultural influences and heritages from South Africa, from Zimbabwe, and Namibia. And it's a melting pot of people. The current population of Botswana is 2.2 million. And if you look at that, you know, 1976, over 1,000 people came in from South Africa running away from persecution from the South African government. So that is quite a significant minority who will impart aspects of their culture and impact on Botswana culture. And it's just a continuation of Botswana's history, and it creates what I find a rich tapestry of Southern African cultures and heritages and influences.